And what's it like running horses in the Maryland Million?
Well, it's been 26 years since I've ran a horse in the Maryland Million. We ran in the very first Maryland Million, and it's taken us long to get another one into the race.
So it meant a lot to you?
Means a whole lot. Debbie and I actually met on Maryland Million Day 12 years ago, and it's kind of like we treat it as our secondary anniversary.
Pretty lucky day.
Big lucky day. Hopefully he'll be very lucky on Saturday.
How do you like working with Mike Trombetta?
Mike's real easy to work with, very honest and hardworking and smart, and it's been a pleasure.
He is a trainer who's done very well on this day.
Very well on this day, and actually very well on just about every circuit that he chooses to compete in.
Tell me about your horses.
Well, we have two two-year-olds. One I bred, which is Glitch. He's out of a Broadbrush mare, which I've owned for the past 10 years. And the second one is DC Dancer. We purchased out of the Fassick Tipton two-year-old training sale. And we're very excited about both.
What do you like about these horses that made you come back to the Maryland Million with them?
Well, actually, I've been pointing towards the Maryland Million for the past 26 years, as I told you earlier. What we like about these horses for the Maryland Million is that we like to support the Maryland Million. We're Maryland-based. We live in Maryland. We want to see Maryland racing succeed, and we try to support the everything that pertains to Maryland racing as often as we can.
And they say it's Maryland's day at the races. It really truly is when you're here at the track.
Well, beside the Preakness, it is the number two best race day of the year. I think they get the biggest, the second biggest crowd on Maryland Million Day. And it's a very exciting day because it's all about Maryland sires and the Maryland owners, and it's our day.
So maybe someone will meet their future wife here on Saturday?
I hope they get that lucky and to be that happy as I am.
And tell me about your operation here in Maryland.
Well, it's very small. We have three horses that we've been running locally recently, but I've actually owned racehorses for the past 40-some years.
So you're a Baltimore guy through and through, huh? Big weekend for you.
Big weekend, and we're looking forward to it. We're going to have a big crowd out here, and we're very excited, and we just can't wait. And we're looking forward to the Gala Ball on Friday night. I hope people attend, and it'll be a fun time. We should have good weather, and on we go.